All right, here's my take on long-distance relationships. Long-distance relationships are very, very hard to maintain. Now, let me tell you the pros of your situation. The first good thing is that you established an online chemistry. The second good thing is that you met face-to-face and you spent some time together, and the chemistry was still there. The third good thing is that the online chemistry stayed even after the meeting, which means that everything is falling into place. Now, what I feel is the problem is that you are too focused on this relationship than he is. So, in this sense, let's say, for example, you send him a message and he's busy, he's working, because you said that he's a workaholic. So your message should be something to cheer him up. But instead, it turns into pressure. Pressure that he has to answer, and that his reply has to be long and warm and passionate, and that he has to reply fast, or you will be upset. This is pressure. So by time, he began resenting this. And subconsciously, he began like cooling off. And then after that, he began accusing you that you are the one who's distant and cold. So here's what I think. You just need to regulate the messages and lower your expectations. And that means you send him, let's say, one message per day or two messages per day. Don't send very long messages. Don't send messages that will take time to respond to. Send happy messages, like short notes and happy messages. And even if you're telling him a story or something that has details, ask him before you send it, when would be a good time for me to catch you online to tell you a story? So this way you know that with your story, you're not interrupting him or you're not upsetting him. So that's one option of regulating the messages so that you don't pressure him. The other thing, try to tone down the lovey-dovey and give him a chance to express himself. So that's another thing. Now, as for romance and how to get him attached and so on, I think you need to meet again. It's not enough. Long-distance relationships are very hard to maintain. So in the duration of this relationship, you've met for 3 or 4 days, 3 times. That is really not enough. And I would have another suggestion. You know, like there's Skype and there's MSN chat and so on. I think you might want to go there. Because a lot of meanings would get lost in translation. A lot of words would get lost in writing and emails and so on. So maybe it's a good thing that you would be able to chat with him voice. So it's like a phone, but it's on the internet. So that's another thing. I had a friend of mine who used to record like very short videos and send them over to his girlfriend. So it's like, hey, I thought of surprising you, or this is what I was doing, and I just wanted you to see what I looked like when I was doing this or that. Or, you know, like little funny things that do not require him answering or replying back or, you know, making a similar statement of any sort. So you're maintaining the connection, but in a funny way. Relationships, in general, are very stressful. And they take a lot of maintenance. Long-distance relationships are more stressful than anything I've known. Long-distance relationships take a lot of work and a lot of fine-tuning, and you have to be on the same wavelength. Because you might think it's love and care, and he might look at it as pressure. Or he might think that you're distant when you think that he's distant, like in your case. So you need to regulate the written communication. You need to use something other than writing, like audio, like live chatting, like those little videos that I was telling you about. Give this a try and update me with what happens.